I'm Matt Bush with BPR News. I'm speaking with Jason Sanford of AshVegas.com.
How's it going, Matt?
Great. Glad you're here today. Let's talk about affordable housing, probably Asheville's signature issue right now. The City Council did approve a plan for an affordable housing development that will start taking shape in the next couple of years. Tell us where it is and tell us how many units and what it's going to entail.
Yes, the development is on a piece of city-owned property at the corner of Hilliard and Klingman Avenues. The plan is to build a 64-unit complex of one- and two-bedroom apartments. The developer is Cassinger Group, I believe is the name, and it's interesting, Matt, because as you said, affordable housing is a critical issue in Asheville, but folks have a hard time wrapping their heads around exactly what is the definition of affordable, and City Council has had some difficulty in just addressing the issue.
Leads right into my next question. What is the definition of affordable housing? Very sunny-sounding term, but there is an actual definition of it in government speak.
The definition of affordable housing is tied to a federal definition by the Department of Housing and Urban Development. The best way to define it, Matt, is to give you the definition that a city housing staffer offered to City Council at the meeting. We're talking about a group of apartments priced at 80% of median income in Asheville. 80% of median income in Asheville means you're making $30,000 to $40,000 a year. Another group of units in this apartment complex will be priced at 60% of median income. That means in Asheville, you're making between $22,000 and $30,000 a year. The rents for both groups come in at between $500 and $900 a month.
And how many units in this particular development will there be for people at both of those levels?
We're talking about a total of 36 units. And part of the discussion at the Asheville City Council meeting was from residents who spoke during the public hearing and actually pushed City Council to do more. They essentially said, it's not really affordable for someone who's homeless. It's not affordable for somebody being paid a living wage in Asheville. And that obviously frustrated City Council members who sort of reiterated the aspects of this project that they said made it so innovative, so unique, and so cutting edge.
And just very quickly, where is it going to be located in the city?
The location of this apartment complex is the corner of Hilliard and Klingman Avenues on a piece of city-owned property that is currently a park maintenance facility.
What did City Council members believe was so innovative about this particular project that you mentioned?
Asheville City Council members touted this project on several fronts. This is the first time that a piece of city-owned property is being developed for affordable housing units, something that City Council several years ago said they were going to start doing and have just now accomplished. They're using a housing trust fund grant. They're awarding $1.2 million to the developer. That's money that will be paid back. The developer has promised not to build in any automatic rent rate increases. So for the next 50 years, once the apartment complex is up and running, rents will be tied to those federal definitions of affordable housing.
And when do we expect this ground might be broken on it? When might it be open?
Ground will probably be broken in about a year, maybe a little more than that, once bids are put out and plans are finished.
Now, we mentioned earlier, this is probably Asheville's signature issue right now, housing and affordability. How much of a dent is this put into the problem?
It barely scratches the surface, Matt, but City Council is excited about it because of several of those firsts that we mentioned. I'm sure we'll see City Council continue to confront this issue. There are other policy moves that they can make, that they may adopt and push for. But honestly, right now, we're talking about a drop in the bucket in terms of people who need affordable places to live in Asheville.
The council is voting on something this Tuesday evening. Can you discuss that? You've been looking at it. What are they looking at?
Yes, another project that will be up for debate at Asheville City Council is called the Stone Yard Apartments. This one is a proposed 130-unit complex in the heart of the River Arts District. The developer went before the Planning and Zoning Commission earlier this month and received approval, but the debate was about whether or not the developer would set aside any units as affordable housing. The developer said he could not commit to that because of the price of building in the river, in the floodplain, in the River Arts District. And the Planning and Zoning Commission had no, there is no ability to force a developer currently to set aside X number of units.
I think that gets at a lot of the crux of the issue is that you have to make it sort of profitable, or at least profitable enough for a developer to build affordable housing. So what can be done to address that particular problem?
That's an excellent point, Matt. And part of what Asheville City Council members brought up in their discussion of this Hilliard-Klingman Avenue project, this is not the City of Asheville building affordable units. This is the City of Asheville partnering with a private developer. That's the best way that they see they can get any action on this issue. And without partners willing to step up, they actually had another developer initially interested in this project who walked away because the costs were too high and the developer couldn't make it work. So I think you're going to see the city looking more and more to partner with private folks. And we're also going to see the city continue to identify city-owned parcels for affordable housing units.
Jason Sanford, thanks for joining us today.
Thank you, Matt.